بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In this hadith, Anas رضي الله تعالى عنه said that the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, hadith number 43 in Riyad al-Salihin continuing, إذا أراد الله بعبده خيرا عجل له العقوبة في الدنيا. When Allah wants to intends good for his slave, then he عجل له العقوبة في الدنيا, then he punishes him in this world, or hastens his punishment for him in this world. And وإذا أراد الله بعبده الشر أمسك عنه بذنبه حتى يوافي به يوم القيامة. And when he decrees evil for him, if he intends evil for him, he gives him plenty of rope in this world, but would take him to task on the day of resurrection. And he does not hasten to take him to task, but calls him to account on the day of resurrection. And he also said, إِنَّ عِظَمَ الْجَزَاءِ مَا عِظَمِ الْبَلَاءِ. The magnitude of the recompense is in accordance with the magnitude of al-bala, the testing and trials. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah ta'ala, the exalted, إذا أحب قوما, if he loves some people, ابتلاهم, he puts them under trials. فمن رضي فله الرضا, then therefore one who is content and accepts, يعني, meaning passes the trial, then فله الرضا, then he will receive the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ومن سخط فله السخط, and for him who eludes this trial, then he will receive Allah's wrath upon him. This is the full narrations regarding this hadith. The explanation: all the affairs are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى, because Allah the Most High says about Himself in Surah Hud, chapter 11, verse 107, فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيد, فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيد. And He, your Lord, is the doer of what He wills. He does what He wills. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hajj 22:18, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ, verily Allah does whatever He wishes. So all the affairs are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is known that man commits sins and disobedience, and also commits negligence in matters that are obligated. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends good for someone, عَجَّلَهُ الْعُقُوبَةَ فِي الدُّنْيَا, then He hastens the punishment for him in this life, meaning either in his wealth, or his family, his household, or in himself, or in someone who have relation to him. Because, why? Because punishments expiate sins. Because punishments expiate sins. So when the punishment is hastened and the sins are expiated, then the person comes to meet Allah and there is no sin upon him. Purified by trials and by calamities. And so even it can be to the extent that the person during the time of death may go into some severity of experience because of the, there is some sins left. Such hard experience makes him leave this life without sins. And this is a ni'mah, favor from Allah. Why? Because the punishment in this life is far less from the punishment of the hereafter. However, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends evil for someone, then He will give him respite and will also plot for him and bestow favors upon him and ward off harm from him until he exceeds the limits, wal'iyadu billah, and becomes becomes acting in a way that is very arrogant and in this way he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while he is overwhelmed by his sins, and so he will be punished for that on the day of resurrection. Nas'alullah al-afiyah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's safety from this and well-being. So when you see someone who openly declares disobedience while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects him from testing and trials and bestows upon him favors after favors, then you should know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended evil for him, because Allah delayed and postponed the punishment so that he gets it full on the day of resurrection. We seek refuge in Allah from this. Then he mentioned in this hadith that the magnitude of the recompense is in accordance with the magnitude of al-bala, the calamity, the trials. The more the testing, then the reward would be greater. The light testing will have light reward. The intense testing will have greater reward, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows all favors upon people. If He tests them with severity, He will give them a greater reward. And if the calamities and the testings are lighter, then the reward will be in accordance. And if Allah loves some people, He tests them. This is bushra lil mu'min. This is bushra, this is glad tiding to the believer. فَمَنْ رَضِيَ فَلَهُ الرِّضَى. So whoever is content and pleased, then he will receive the pleasure of Allah. So if the person is tested with a calamity, then he shouldn't have, he should not think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates him. Rather, this could be a sign of love from Allah towards His slave, where Allah tests him with calamities and trials and tribulations. So if the person is content and is patient and perseveres and anticipates the reward, then he will receive the rida, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he is resentful and rejects, then he will receive the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this hadith, therefore, there is incitement for the believer to be patient on calamities and tribulations and tests, so that he will receive the pleasure of Allah the Most High. Wallahu al-muwaffiq. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives success. This brings the end of this great hadith. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be from those who contemplate it well and who act in accordance with what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all matters of tests and trials. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.